I greet you in the name of Jesus. The message of today, it is say, don't fear. If God speak with you, do it. Don't fear. If God speak with you, do it. When we read this Jeremiah 1 from 4, as we have seen the verse, Jeremiah was a human being like me and you. He was called to go like you and me, whom we are called. We are not here because we decide to come here. We are here because God called us to be here. And in Jeremiah, when we read, he was having a lot of excuses. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, say, before I formed you in the womb, I know you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation. He has called us. Me and you, we are called by God to be here. It is not our desire. If it could be to be born again, it could be our desire. Myself, I could not be born again. I was having other things. I was having other direction. I was going to other direction. But the time I was going to other direction is when God came to me and say, I'm calling you now. I want you to save me. I want you to be my servant. So we are all of us, we are here because God called us. God called us in the, I know you where you were. You know yourself where you were. But from where you were is where God found you there and brought you back to his kingdom. We are called as Jeremiah was called. But Jeremiah, when he received this calling, he was having a lot of excuses. I believe also you yourself, you have a lot of excuses. He said, I'm young. His excuse, yes, it was true. He was young. It is not alone. He was young. But that excuse didn't mind to God, because if God called you, he will empower you to go, because he is God. There are some who can say, I can't go. I can't do this because of this. Because of this, yes, you are right. But believe that God is the one who created you. He knows you. Before he called you. Then do not be afraid. Most of us, we fear. We fear a lot of things. There is a lot of things we fear to our life. One day I was talking to somebody to go for mission in Tanzania. The first time I came to US, I was talking to somebody. I told him, this is your time now to go to Africa to preach the gospel. You know, possible here in America, you can't experience the multitude of people coming to know Jesus. Tanzania, you can preach the gospel and find the possible 20 people, 50 people. I remember one time a certain man came to Tanzania. He went the first time, he came shouting, he said, I have got 20 people accepted Jesus. It was a new issue to him. For us, it's normal. In Tanzania, it's normal to go to the field and come of the desert of 20 people who got saved. So when I was talking to that guy, that lady, she said, myself, I can't go to Africa because I fear to fly. If there could be a road from here to Africa, I will go. And some people, they fear to fly. Some people, they fear to do anything because they thought they can't do because they are old enough. They can't do because they don't have money. But God is asking you to do. There is a lot of things which God has put in you, which you can do it. If you are old, but you have a power to pray. If God called you to pray, pray for us. Pray for the world. Pray for everyone. We need your prayer. Your prayer is very, very appreciated. We need your prayer. If God told you to go and pray, pray. And then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my word in your mouth. See, I have sent you this day over nations and over kingdoms. And to plug out, to break down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build, and to plant. God has put a power in our life. We have a power. We are walking with the power. Sometimes we can't experience the power of God to your life until you go to the field. When you go to the field, it's where now you experience the power of God. The other week, I was in Houston. I was preaching there. I talked to you about this message. And I told them, you need to go. You need to go. When you go, you can pray. When you are in the field, it's where now you can experience the power of healing to the people. Suddenly said, I fear to lay hands to the sick because if they will not be healed, what will happen? I said, that is only your fear. But God is there. Once you lay hands, leave God to heal. It is not, you are not a healer. God is our healer. So if you go for the field, if you go out, when you experience the presence of God to your life. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have been told, we have been given a power to root out the power demons from the people. Here in the U.S., we can't experience demons in reality. Some they say there is no demons in America. I don't know. But in Africa, you can experience the demon in reality. And these people have demons. They have only two alternatives. Whether to go to witch doctor to be helped how to sustain their demons to their life, or to meet with you, a born again, whom you can deliver him. You can chase the demon out of him. When you are in the Africa, you can see reality. When you pray the demons, you find now cry. Some you can thought people is pretending. Not pretending. It is a reality. And we pray and people are being set free. When you go to the field, when you experience now how God has given you a power. But if you are sitting home, to your house, to your job, you can't experience the presence of God and the power of God to your life. If God told you to do it. If God speaks to you to do it. Some people, they fear because they are old. Some they fear because they fear flying. Some people, they fear because they don't have money. Some people, they feel shame to witness, to go to witness. But God has given us a power. Don't fear about that. Don't fear about that. Be ready to go. I encourage you to go out. Jesus commanded us not to sit down, to go. Nowadays in Tanzania, sometimes, I don't know in the U.S., in Tanzania we have now another message now. We have changed the message. Instead of go, we are some come. Come to us. Come to our church. Come to our church. Not to go, because we are tired to go, that we are encouraged people to come. Now it's the time for the church to go. Let us obey the command of Jesus Christ, which told us to go. Let us go. When you go, is where you will meet the people who are sick to their houses. I remember one time during the campaign, we were in Musoma. Certain people, they went somewhere to do evangelism. When they went there, they found in a certain house, there was an old lady there to the house. And they started witnessing that lady, shared the good news. So when they finished, they asked her, the lady, are you ready to accept Jesus Christ? The lady said, I've been waiting you for many years. I've been waiting you for many years. I'm ready. I remember that people, they come cry to the camp. They say, that lady was waiting for us for many years. She was waiting for us. So they prayed for her to accept Jesus. She was really old. After prayer, she said, now I'm ready to go to heaven. That was the last voice. We don't know if he still survived or not, but that was the word which she explained to these people who went house to house, person to person, because all the people, they can't come without God to see them to their houses. Let us go. We encourage our people to go, to be involved in the missions in many areas. One is to pray. We need your prayer. We really need your prayer. Let me repeat. We really need your prayer. Your prayer is very important for us. But the second one, we need your support. Not only support you to Tanzania, you can support even for the people who are ready to go. There are people, they are ready to go, but they are struggling how to get money to go. They need your support. You can support them to go. And the second one, the third one, we need your face. We need to see your face. When I come to airport to pick the people, I need to see your face. I'm here now. 2 weeks ago, I was in Houston, as I told you. I preached there. I was talking about how to be free, to be ready to go. A certain man, after finishing the service, he said, now I have received the call. I'm ready to go. God have told me now to go. I'm ready to go. He said, I don't know how can I will get money. I don't know, but I'm ready to go. That day, it was on Sunday. On Monday, I was with my friend. He received the call. Said, the guy, he called him. He said, I have got it already half of the money. On the Monday, he has already got half of the money to go. When I was departed, it was on a Wednesday, I think he was already paid. He was free to go to Malawi. Now I invite you to come to Tanzania. May you come to Tanzania. Don't fear about it. Let me explain about Tanzania. Tanzania is a good country, a lovely country. Mike has been coming to Tanzania from 2007. I remember I was talking about Digo. Digo people are Muslim people. We went there almost 5 years. For 5 years, we ended with five people who showed an interest to read the Bible. That was a big challenge. We decided to change the strategy. Now we started meeting their needs. Once when we started meeting their needs, it's where now the heart of them start to be opened. They start giving us a free plot to build a church within their community. In the midst of their community, they offered their plot to build a church. So we started building some churches. Now we have more. For 3 years, from the time we decide to use another strategy, we are more than 20 Digos who have accepted Jesus Christ. And now, when I was in Tanzania, they called me. There are some 4 Digos, they are ready for baptism. So that is what now, if we come together as one, we join together as one, I believe God is going to work marvelous to our people, to Tanzania, to Africa, to the whole world. The whole world is looking for Jesus now. In Mpanda, people are tired with witchcraft. They are tired with witch doctors. They need Jesus. People now, they need Jesus. There are many people in Tanzania, they are looking for Jesus now. Now, who can take the gospel to them? It is me and you. Don't fear. Don't fear to do it. Don't fear to be involved in one way or another. Don't fear. Once you be involved, God will do miracle to your life. I was reading in Isaiah 1:19. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. It says, if you are weary and obedient, you shall eat the goods of the land. There is a promise. God is going to bless your life. God is going to touch your life. God is going to heal you. God is going to change your life. If you are weary to obey, you are ready and you say yes before Lord. Put yes to the table. There is no way to argue with God. If God told you to go, go. If God told you to give, give. If God told you to pray, pray. Give table. Put a yes to the table. It's a time for God to reveal his power upon your life. It is a time for God to change your life. It's a time for God to bless your life. Put yes to the table and you will see a change happening. You will see miracle happening. You will see a lot of things happen to your life. Because you have put yes to the table. God is looking for people who are willing and obedient to his call. Who are being willing and ready to say yes before the Lord. Are you ready to say yes to the, before the Lord? Are you ready to put yes to the table? Let me pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this hour, you are people. You know them. I know you have spoken with them many things. Some they have said yes, some no. Some they are still in dilemma. They don't know what to say. This morning, God changed their life. This morning, that be an amazing morning. Once they say yes before you, Lord, I believe you are going to change their life. You are going to change their lifestyle, and everything is going to be changed to their life. Their families are going to be changed, and everything is going to be changed. I ask for the blessing to our people. I ask for the power of healing to our people. I ask you the power of blessing to your people. I ask you power of freedom and let peace be upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask and pray. Amen.